Hello, how is everyone doing tonight? It's been an interesting week. I'm sorry I couldn't show up last week. I realized right after I left 2 weeks ago that I was actually going to be away and out of state last Thursday night, so that's essentially why I wasn't here. But I did have a fun weekend, and I am going to be traveling quite a bit more in the next coming few weeks. So, up and coming tonight, we have an all-Icelandic show. This is going to be cool. I've been looking forward to this. I've been listening to some Icelandic bands lately, and I'm like, hey, why not dedicate an entire 2-hour block to exclusively Icelandic bands? And so that's exactly what I did. So coming up tonight, we have some, we're going to start with some Björk, some Mum, Low Roar, and finally Sigur Rós. So starting with some stuff that's a little more upbeat, some Mum is a little more experimental, and Low Roar and Sigur Rós are both very, down-tempo. Sigur Rós is, you can consider them, very ambient post-rock in a way. And it should be just really chill stuff if any of you guys in the Tufts area are listening. If you guys have midterms that you're studying for, I know it's like midterm season at the moment, or that second midterm season is coming to a close. Without further ado, we should begin. We're going to start off with some Björk. This is Army of Me from Björk's album Post. Enjoy.
You got to
That was Björk Stonemilker off her album Funicula. This is Hollow off Björk's album Biophilia. Enjoy.
Restless, relentlessly. you wanna love, you wanna cry, you crush your heart and hope to die till it's over. And then shh, it's nice and quiet. Shh, but soon again, starts another big riot. You blow.
That was It's So So Quiet by Bjork from her album Post, and immediately before that were Wanderlust by Bjork off her album Voltaic, and Hollow, also by Bjork, off her album Biophilia. So that's all we got from Bjork tonight. I guess we're moving right on to the next part of the night. So Mum is a Iceland kind of experimental band, and it was interesting listening through some of their stuff and seeing how, you know, it moved from a very different place, you know, back in their albums in the early 2000s to, you know, something very different now. I mean, to their, 2015 album, Smile Wound, 2013, sorry. And I'm going to start by playing you guys a few tracks from that, and I'll mix in a few of their older tracks along the way. But before that, we have some important messages for you, and we'd like you to listen to these. Thank you.
If you have an encounter with police, MassCan wants you to know your rights. What you say to the police officer is always important. What you say can be used against you, and if you mouth off in any way, it can give them a reason to arrest you. Be respectful. If you're in a car, you must show your driver's license and registration, but in other situations, you cannot be legally arrested for refusing to identify yourself. You don't have to answer an officer's questions. Never consent to any search of yourself, your car, or your house. If you do consent to a search, it will affect your rights later in court. If the cops say they have a search warrant, ask to see it. You should always exercise your right to remain silent. You have the right to have an attorney present during any questioning. Don't interfere with or obstruct the police, because you can get arrested for that. Ask the officer if you're free to leave. Remember, you're a busy person with people to meet and perhaps a job to get to. At MassCan, we think that marijuana should be legal, taxed and regulated just like alcohol and cigarettes. But if you're under the influence of anything, leave the driving to somebody else. For more information, please visit our website at masscan.org. That's MassCann.org.
And that brings me to a really important point. Elections are coming right up next Tuesday. And to you tough students, Tuesday is actually a Friday schedule due to Veterans Day. So you better exercise your rights and go vote, especially if you're a Massachusetts resident. Question 4 asks for the legalization of marijuana, and you all should vote yes on that. All right. So this is When Girls Collide by Mum off their latest album, Smile Wound. Enjoy. That was Underwater Snow by Mum off their album Smile Wound. Coming up is K-Rekukukokex off Mum's album Sing Along to Songs You Don't Know. Enjoy.
Thank you.
That was Eternity is the Wait Between Breaths by Mum off their album Smile Wound. Coming up is They Made Frogs Smoke Till They Exploded off Mum's album Go Go Smear the Poison Ivy. Enjoy. Thank you.
Harut, Nafsikat Zen.
Thank you.
That was We Have a Map of the Piano by Mum off their album Finally We Are No One. So, I think that marks a really good place to transition into, you know, something a little calmer for the second half of the show. And for those of you who are up late studying for your midterms, a little bit of relaxation music. So we have a little some lighter stuff coming up. I got two really great bands here. You might have heard of Sigur Rós before. They'll be at the end. They do some really ambient, chill post-rock stuff. And Low Roar, which is a band that I recently discovered thanks to my boyfriend. And stuff that I... Just a show that... I mean, just a band that I really enjoy. They do calmer stuff as well. I mean, I'm gonna play I know I played them before, but I'm gonna play a track towards the end of this section called Half Asleep, and it's just, you know, it's just really calming music. It's nice to chill out too. So yeah, we're just gonna keep going on from here, I guess. And strange, I had an hour and 50 minutes of music prepared, and it may yet not be enough for this, which is going to be really interesting, because these shows tend to require about for a 2-hour session. If I talk a good deal, I mean at most 100 minutes of music. If I don't, like tonight, I mean closer to 110. And, you know, I remember when I was first planning these 2-hour shows, I was like, I'm going to have, because I was thinking for an hour long show, I usually prepare, 45, 48 minutes of music. So I was like, 90 minutes of music should be good. And then I found myself at more than one show just scrambling to put together enough music. So that's always been funny, but it's always more fun and when I have people here with me, although unfortunately the slot hasn't let people hang here much this semester. Really, only guest I've had is my boyfriend when he visited over here. But yeah, hopefully I might get the show scheduled at a little bit of a different time next semester so that more people can listen, more people can join in the fun. And, you know, I did something about 2 years ago with the new music ensemble. Hopefully either end of this semester or next semester, I'd like to have them back on at some point. That was really fun, and I'd really love to be able to do another improv show with them. All right, my rambling's over. This is Give Up by Low Roar off their, I believe, 2011 album, Low Roar. Please enjoy.